Thank you so much. It's time right now, of course, for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Beth Block. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hey,
well, that's great.
Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah, hey.
How are things in New Orleans these days?
Oh, they're great. The Saints are 9-0.
There you go. Yeah, I know. It's an amazing story. Well, great to have you.
Football?
Yes.
Is that what that is? Is that what the Saints are? They're a football team?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that's so that's more important than the levees or the
just. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we love our boys.
Well, welcome to the show, Beth. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Beth's topic?
How did you know I always wanted to be a ninja?
We all have them. Those secret wishes we never tell anybody about. And eventually we have to let go of. For example, despite all my training, I will never get the chance to go head-to-head against Mary Lou Retton in the vault. But this week we heard about a new chance to do something some of us, anyway, have always wanted to do. Our panelists are now going to tell you three stories about fantasies becoming possibilities. Choose that real story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, let's do this thing. First, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Everybody has their own ideas of paradise. Ours is very traditional, says Philo Meriday, resident manager of a motel and theme park outside of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, known as Heaven on Earth. According to a review this week on FamilyDestinations.com, 3 stars out of 5, Heaven on Earth strives to give guests a foretaste of glory divine. Instead of a pool, Heaven on Earth has a cloud, a large gauzy expanse that the reviewer, after lying on it in a long white gown, found, quote, quite relaxing. Harp music is piped in, and guests are encouraged to play along on instruments provided on a basis of first come, first served. Attendants passing out complimentary ambrosia and angel food cake are not winged, but are otherwise angelically attired, and guests may experience sensations of flying themselves by hooking up to cables on a loop around the complex. No religious services are held. We're non-denominational, says Meriday. Anyway, church in heaven would be gilding the lily. We want you to feel that you're there.
They have motel. Gives you a chance to feel like you're in heaven. Your next story of an exciting opportunity comes from Faith Saley.
What red-blooded, straight American male hasn't fantasized about moving into the Playboy Mansion? Well, guys, iron your pajamas, because your dreams just might come true. Plagued by flaccid sales, Playboy is hoping to boost subscriptions by offering a chance to become Hugh Hefner's protege as the 83-year-old Hef prepares to pass his baton, as it were. Playboy calls it the Lotto for Grotto sweepstakes, which you can enter by buying a 1-year subscription to the magazine. Ooh. Hef himself will mentor his successor on such lessons as how to tell fungible pneumatic blonde women apart, how to choose between girls whose names end with I or names that end with EE, and how to avoid Pauly Shore near the aviary. Hefner boasts he's offering a better deal than Willy Wonka. He says, my golden ticket gets you into the eye candy factory.
All right, then. A chance to step in the slippers of Hugh Hefner. Your last story of a unique fantasy come true comes from Paula Poundstone.
Travel is often the dream of a lifetime. Looking over the edge of the Grand Canyon, putting your toes in the Mediterranean Sea, walking through a London fog, and now, in Western France, one can fulfill the dream of living like a hamster in the Villa Hamster. Jan Falquerjo has transformed a rental home into a much sought-after hamster habitat for humans. Guests love sipping from a water tube, climbing a ladder and then scrambling on all fours to get to their beds. And yes, a human-sized exercise wheel. Whether to hide in the corner of the dwelling for days or make dozens of babies in just a few weeks or store food in their cheeks is up to the guests themselves. Falquero believes he is successful because he has tapped into people's desire to live like animals.
All right, let's review your choices. Let's put it this way. Let's say you've always wanted to see what heaven is like before your time comes. Well, you can go to a motel described by Roy Blunt Jr. Or perhaps you've always wanted to be Hugh Hefner. Well, you could have that chance if Faith Saley is correct. Or let's say you, like so many of us, have always wanted to live like a hamster. Well, there's a hotel for you in the western part of France. If Paula Poundstone is correct, which of these is the real chance for a dream to come true?
Oh, that's tough. I never wanted to live like a hamster, though. I don't know many people who do.
They're out there.
Sometimes I feel like I am a hamster in real life.
You know the difference between a hamster and a gerbil?
What, Roy?
There's more dark meat on a hamster.
You know what? You won't be staying at the hotel.
At this point, we await Beth's choice. Beth, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Roy's.
You're
going to
go with Roy's story of the little motel, which seems like heaven on earth, because that's the way they want it. Well, to bring you the real story, here's a bit of actual news coverage of the dream come true.
For $148 a night, the hamster villa allows...
That was one of the hosts of Fox News' Red Eye show talking about the hamster villa in France. I'm so sorry. But amazingly enough, Paula had the right answer. You didn't win. You did earn a point, however, for Roy for coming up with that very lovely sounding motel. Thank you so much for playing our game.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.